Swede raced after Allie, his body shaking, the explosion having thrown him back to his combat days. Only this wasn't Afghanistan or Iraq. His primary job was to protect a woman hell-bent on running headfirst into danger. Seeing Allie run into the burning stable, Swede had no other choice but to chase after her into the smoke-filled structure. Ruger tried to follow, but Swede pointed his finger at the dog's nose. Stay. He could only pray the dog would remember the one command long enough for Swede to get Allie out. Inside, the smoke hit him immediately, burning his eyes and lungs. He pulled his t-shirt up over his mouth and blinked to clear his eyes. Hunkering below the bulk of the smoke, he hurried toward the pair of legs encased in blue jeans, standing in front of a stall struggling to throw open the latch. A horse on the other side pawed at the gate, its eyes rolled back, nostrils flaring. Swede brushed aside Allie, slammed the lever to the side, and jerked the door open. With a shrill scream, the horse pushed through and raced toward the exit. Allie had gone deeper into the smoke-filled stable and threw open another stall. The horse inside reared, thrashing its legs. Swede grabbed Allie and dragged her out of the way of the deadly hooves.
"Let go of me,"
she cried, struggling to be free.
"Get out now," Swede coughed and ducked low. "I'll take care of the rest of them."
"No way."
Allie's eyes streamed with tears, making tracks in the soot clinging to her face.
"One person can't get them all."
She pushed away and ran to the next stall. Rather than fight her, Swede pitched in and helped her free the remaining horses from the stable. When the stalls were empty, he waved to Allie.
"Get out now!"
The heat from the fire bore down on him, but he wouldn't leave until she was out. Allie ran for the door and Swede fell in behind her. At the last minute, just before he passed through the open door, a movement caught his eye. He reached between two feed barrels and snagged a cat by the scruff of its neck. With the feline clawing at his arm, Swede dove for the door. Once outside, he didn't let go of the cat until he was far enough away from the stable the cat wouldn't run back inside. When he set the creature on the ground, it ran back toward the stable. Ruger blocked its way, growling fiercely. The cat changed directions and ran toward the house.
Allie's lungs burned with every breath. She knelt on the ground 15 feet from the barn, coughing so hard her entire body shook with the force.
Swede dropped down beside her, his lungs burning and coughing equally as hard.
"We need to get you to a hospital," he said between fits of hacking. "Smoke inhalation can be fatal."
She raised her hand, swallowed hard, and shook her head.
"I don't need a hospital. I just need fresh air."
Her gaze went to the stable.
What kind of monster targets a stable full of horses? What did the horses ever do to him?
"Some people have no respect for life," Swede said, "animal or human.
People like that need to die a really terrible death."
Her chest still tight, Allie lay down on the ground and closed her eyes. A moment later, she sat up straight when a thought came to her.
"Where's Damien?"
Swede shook his head.
"He wasn't in the stable. I made a final sweep before we got out."
Allie glanced around.
"Thankfully, all the animals survived. When the fire burns down and the horses can be gathered, we can assess injuries."
"Alyssa!"
Damien came running from the direction of the house.
"Thank God you're okay. The fire department is on its way.